at selectquote.com.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. Wichita and Sedgwick County got a major boost Wednesday to bring a mental health hospital to the area, but a lot of other area health care providers are also winners. The state has approved $25 million for a South Central Kansas psychiatric hospital. The money comes from the Kansas Department of Aging and Disability Services. Sedgwick County will use the money to create a new 50-bed mental health facility. And get ready for an amazing car show this weekend. J.P. Bizet has more.
The Yellow Brick Road Car Show is back in Liberal with the Hot Rod Resurrection theme. Explore cars from across the country with a focus on hot rods. It's happening Saturday at Light Park. Registration is from 8 to 11, followed by the car show. Awards will be presented at 3 p.m. Don't miss out on the vendors and food hawkers. All proceeds go to the local Boy Scouts of America.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Are you in the market for a new compact utility tractor, but worried about the cost? For a limited time, Prairie Land Partners is offering 0% interest for 72 months on select John Deere compact utility tractors. That's right, you can buy the tractor you need right now without worrying about high interest rates and take advantage of low monthly payments. Don't wait. Stop by or visit PrairieLandPartners.com. Offer ends June 30, 2023. Some restrictions apply. See PLP for details.
Prairie Land Partners.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice the 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at babbel.com/TNC.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day. And they're fun. So you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
And now try Babbel free. Text radio to 64000. Text radio to 64000.
Good afternoon. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. Providing the best care right here at home. An Ellis County District Court judge rejected a South Carolina man's request for probation on a charge that he robbed All the Rage Studios in Hayes. Judge Glenn Braun sentenced Irving Brooks III to 32 months in prison for a charge of robbery, 12 months for aggravated assault, and 6 months for fleeing and eluding law enforcement. Brooks also was ordered to serve 24 months of post-release supervision, and Braun ordered the sentencing to run concurrently. Brooks also was ordered to pay $828 in restitution for a victim's medical expenses, $24 for the money that was stolen from the salon, and court fees. Brooks was given credit for 425 days that he served in the Ellis County Detention Center. And although Brooks only had 3 misdemeanor charges in his criminal history, Braun noted that Brooks had multiple arrests in multiple states, including charges of domestic violence and assault. Brooks pled guilty in March to entering the All the Rage salon, threatening an employee, taking $24, and then leading law enforcement on a high-speed chase that started in Russell and ended on North Vine Street in Hayes. A Hayes law enforcement officer was injured and 3 vehicles were damaged in the pursuit. Brooks also is facing charges in Colorado for allegedly stealing the vehicle that he was driving when he was arrested in Kansas. And those charges include robbery, aggravated motor vehicle theft, theft, menacing, and criminal mischief. Brooks waived extradition to Colorado prior to his sentencing on Tuesday. As Kansas farmers get ready for harvest, this year's wheat crop does not look good. Unless the total bushels of wheat in Kansas exceeds 191 million, this will be the smallest wheat crop since 1963. And scouters report seeing what they expected, a disappointing wheat crop throughout the state. Aaron Harries, the Vice President of Research and Operations for Kansas Wheat, said they've got 105 people making hundreds of stops across the state each day at random wheat fields, and the drought is just very evident. Teams have had a hard time finding wheat fields that aren't abandoned, as fields across Kansas are looking short and sparse, with some not tall enough to be harvested. Harries said in his 10-plus years of the wheat tour, he's never had difficulty finding wheat fields that they could measure. But on Wednesday, they actually had trouble finding fields that they could measure because if a farmer abandons a field, they don't count it. South Central Kansas holds a quarter of all wheat acres in the state, which means it determines a majority of the outcome for Kansas, and it also has an effect on businesses across the nation. With Abhay Patwai, a grain scientist for J.M. Smucker, saying that over the next several weeks, they will work closely with the milling companies to basically understand how the functionality of the wheat is going to be affecting their products. There's still a lot of uncertainty as to what harvest could look like. The wheat crop could be damaged by hail and heat, or moisture could pump up the kernels. The Wheat Quality Council will create a final report today. The Kansas Commission on Veterans Affairs Office, or KCVAO, Veterans Cemetery Program, invites everyone to attend Memorial Day services on Monday, May 29th at 10 a.m. at the four state veterans cemeteries. All four state cemeteries, Fort Dodge, Fort Riley, Manhattan, Waukene, and Winfield, will host services at the same time this year. All are welcome to attend and honor veterans who have paid the ultimate sacrifice for this nation, and seating is limited, so please feel free to bring your own lawn chairs. Kansas Senate Bill 19 was signed into law in 1999, authorizing the construction of four state veteran cemeteries. The construction of the cemeteries was made possible by applying for and receiving a 100% funded grant from the Department of Veterans Affairs Federal Cemetery Grants Program. Fort Dodge was the first cemetery dedicated in 2002, and the last cemetery constructed, Fort Riley, Manhattan, was dedicated in 2009. The KCVAO has interred over 4,500 eligible veterans and family members in the four cemeteries. You can visit kcva.ks.gov/veteran-cemeteries for more information about the location of each cemetery. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
In order to take care of others, begin by taking care of yourself. Norton Medical Clinic is here to get you started on the right path. If you are a Medicare patient, it's important to schedule your yearly wellness visit with your primary care provider. This appointment includes routine measurements, reviewing your medical history and current prescriptions, along with personalized health advice and advanced care planning. Make yourself and your loved ones a priority and schedule an appointment today. Our providers at Norton Medical Clinic look forward to serving you through all stages of life.
The Norton County Community Foundation has announced its 2023 scholarship recipients, and a total of $24,450 was awarded to Norton Community High School seniors and/or second-year college students from six different funds held at the Norton County Community Foundation. Receiving the Candace Gay Memorial Scholarship of $500, Lucas Kinney. Recipients of the Della Connell Scholarship of $20,000, Avery Stark, Kara Cox, Colin Brooks, Cooper Bailey, Dylan Hawks, Ellie Katz, Erica Miller, Kayla Donahue, Kelly Donahue, Colton Field, Lakin Lanier, Lauren Shoemaker, Lucas Kinney, Nolan Juneman, Olivia Miller, Rylan Wildeman, Sean Ward Anderson, Silas Jones, Wesley Brooks, and Wyatt Hammond. Receiving the Durham Family Scholarship of $750, Jefferson Otter. Receiving the Glenn and Wilda Bowman Family Scholarship of $1,000, Taylor Mapes. Receiving the Norton Community High School Alumni Endowment Scholarship of $1,000, Colin Brooks. And receiving the Norton Rotary Scholarship of $1,200, Avery Porter, Ella Carter, and Garrett Urban. Lindsay Peterson, the Norton County Community Foundation Director of Development and Operations, said they're excited that the Norton County Community Foundation was able to facilitate the scholarships for these recipients. And as always, they want to thank their donors, whose commitment to education will make a big difference in the lives of these students. For more information about scholarships, you can call the Norton County Community Foundation at 785-874-5106, email foundation@nortoncf.org, or you can visit the Norton County Community Foundation in the Heaton Building in Suite 203. You can also get more information on the Norton County Community Foundation at www.nortoncf.org. The City of Norton reminds everyone that due to circumstances and conditions adversely affecting the normal usage of water, which includes the scheduled maintenance of the water tower and the extreme drought conditions affecting Northwest Kansas, The city has ordered water conservation practices defined in Norton City Code 15210C that began on Friday, April 28th. The water conservation rules include that there is to be no watering between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. on any day. People with home addresses ending in 1, 3, 5, 7, or 9 can water on odd-numbered calendar days, and people with home addresses ending in 2, 4, 6, 8, or 0 can water on even-numbered calendar days. Hand watering with a closable hose connection can be done on all days for potted plants. However, there's still no watering between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. There are no restrictions for certain businesses that include car washes and businesses that sell outdoor plants, shrubs, and trees. Should people or businesses desire a schedule for watering other than the odd even schedule, such as a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, they need to make an application to the city office, who will provide approval when the plan is reasonable and furthers the interest of water conservation practices. For those that have planted new grass or sod, a special permit is allowed but must be applied for at the city office, and an exemption may be made for daily watering, though there is still no watering between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Any violation of the rules or excessive water runoff on your designated day could result in a violation assessment of $25 a day. The full executive order is available on the City of Norton website at cityofnorton.com. The Kansas Department of Transportation has begun a field survey for a proposed bridge replacement project along U.S. 36 in eastern Phillips County. The bridge, which spans the Kyle Railroad, is located approximately 13 miles east of the U.S. 183 junction, or 2 miles east of Agra. And the activities include the use of survey instruments on the ground to determine locations of existing features within the survey corridor. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects this work to be complete in early July. A member of the survey crew will contact property owners or tenants for permission to enter private property if access is needed, and John Summers of JEO will oversee the survey for the Kansas Department of Transportation. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs. KQNK Radio is looking to hire a new account executive to join our team in Norton, Kansas. We are seeking an energetic, personable, and reliable individual who is willing to grow a list of sales accounts and watch your income grow. We offer a 20% commission plus other benefits, experience preferred, but we are willing to train the right energetic individual who is willing to learn and be a part of our great staff. You can pick up an application at KQNK 17038 KQNK Road in Norton. Deer King Communications, Inc. is an equal opportunity employer.
With more ways than ever to connect to news and entertainment, 90% of new car buyers want the tried and true AM/FM radio option. Gadgets are great, but when you're behind the wheel, you just want that local connection that can't be replicated. Local AM/FM radio is dependable and free, with no subscription or cellular data required. And as the backbone of the emergency alert system, we are here to keep you safe in dangerous times. Visit wearebroadcasters.com and tell us how you depend on AM.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. My name is Slade Wiley. Livestock producers covered the full range of issues facing their industries at a House Farm Bill hearing. National Pork Producers President Scott Hayes on the Supreme Court upholding California's Prop 12 affecting stall size for sows raised anywhere if their meat is sold in the state.
With higher cost and fewer choices, every American will be impacted by this decision. We stand behind the rights of farmers and consumers across this country.
Hayes also commented on a USDA pilot to study faster processing line speeds.
We do appreciate the pilot program. We appreciate that they're continuing the line speeds as they continue to study it. But we would appreciate a permanent solution.
But as for USDA packers and stockyard reforms, National Cattlemen's Beef Association President Todd Wilkinson was less positive.
If finalized, these rules would upend decades of innovation in livestock marketing agreements and open the door to frivolous lawsuits. Put simply, the rules empower trial lawyers to impose regulation by litigation.
And Wilkinson comments on the EPA WOTUS rule before the Supreme Court.
We can't be dealing with these constantly changing rules from the EPA. We feel like we're being attacked.
While Hayes says pork producers fear another kind of attack.
the outbreak of foreign animal disease would devastate not just hog farmers, but also cattle, sheep, and feed grain producers, and result in the loss of thousands of jobs through disruptions in domestic production and the loss of export markets.
Hayes and NCBA's Wilkinson called for Farm Bill continuation of the so-called three-legged stool of a National Vaccine Bank, Preparedness Program, and Animal Health Lab Network. Other big asks, year-round migrant labor reform, free trade deals, MAP and FMD funding, and permanent reauthorization of livestock mandatory reporting. You're listening to the Kansas Ag
Network. A frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the...
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. An incoming low and cold front will be affecting our Central Plains weather over the next couple of days. We're seeing some clouds move into western Kansas, along with a few showers already developing. And that trend will continue through the afternoon and into tomorrow, with a round of rain possible just about statewide. Then the weather pattern will change for the better by the weekend, with a return to sunny skies and near average daytime highs as high pressure moves in from the northern plains. On the map, heading into the afternoon, a nearly stationary front is over western Kansas. Low pressure developing near the panhandles, and we have moist air coming in from the south. High pressure is off to our north. Scattered showers and thunderstorms popping up in our western Kansas counties through the afternoon, slowly spreading into the central counties by later in the day. Our low will get a bit stronger by this evening, and rain chances will increase in our southwest counties where we could still use it. Scattered showers or thunderstorms for the rest of the state. A second cold front will drop in from the north overnight. Showers and thunderstorms look likely across most of our southern counties, and precipitation possible in the northern counties. Then looking at tomorrow morning, the cold front will move southward into our central counties. Good chance of rain early in the day for southeastern Kansas, and precipitation tapering off elsewhere. By tomorrow afternoon, high pressure will move into Kansas from the northern plains. That should hang around through the weekend, with temperatures in the 70s on Saturday and a few low 80s Sunday. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, upper 60s to low 70s, with upper 40s and low 50s overnight. Upper 70s north central tonight, we're in the mid 50s. Low 80s northeast and upper 50s for the overnight hours. Mid 70s in the southwest counties, and tonight we're in the low to mid 50s. Upper 70s and low 80s south central, upper 50s for the overnight. Low 80s southeast, and tonight we're in the low 60s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at $265.64. on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Kirkus trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two. And our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyVet.com.
Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergize D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good to excellent rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dees up 1.25, 856 and a quarter. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780 and 3/4. December up 1/4, 799 and a half. September corn up 12.25, 620 and 3/4. March up 10 and 3/4. August soybeans up 58 and a half, 1678. November up 34 and a half.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to kab.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.